News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The HSE say that there has been a rapid decline in the number of cases in people aged over 55 due to the vaccine rollout. Meanwhile, a new COVID-19 test centre has opened in Rathkeel in County Limerick in response to the high numbers of cases that county has experienced in recent weeks. To discuss these issues and more, we're joined by Paul Reid, CEO of the HSE. Good morning, Paul. Figures very positive, things all going in the right direction. You probably never say this, but have you a feeling of, yeah, we're on top of this and you can see daylight at the end of the tunnel?
Good morning, Mark. And I think so. I think everybody's had a really tough year, particularly tough few months in health service, our own healthcare staff as well. So it's important to recognise where we are seeing strong progress. And in simple terms, from the vaccination programme, what we're seeing is, firstly, reduced illness, sickness, mortality, and you know, hospitalizations overall.
No reported deaths for a couple of weeks now as well, Paul. Is that right?
Yeah, and there may be some issues just in terms of reported deaths coming through from, because of their cyber attack and systems coming through from coroner. But overall, you know, the benefits we are seeing are really strong, but in terms of hospitalizations. Secondly, very strong benefits when we look at the caseloads, positive cases for the past 2 weeks and previous to that again. We're seeing a fairly radical shift. Percentage of cases below the age of 44. Last 14 days, about 78% of cases are in less than 44 years and under. Just about 7% of them are over the age of 55, and less than 2% of them are over the, 7% over 55, and about 2% over 65. So we are seeing benefits of the vaccination program in terms of reduced sickness and mortality. But also there's other benefits in terms of, I think it's given the public a good lift and a good confidence. Many people who've never had, probably have any experience of the health service coming forward and having a positive experience with the vaccination. So I think that's good for everybody. But we will always qualify it. There are for us three aspects to keeping this progress going. It's the vaccination program. It's our continued testing and tracing with the virus, and it's the public health measures that the public have supported so well so far overall.
Also, we were talking yesterday about the fact that the Moderna is now likely to come on stream as well, which means that you're going to have more vaccines, which means you can get more people done more quickly. I don't know, has it been approved at the EU level?
Well, I think that specifically was related to Moderna for younger children, I think,
So that's going to happen, is it?
Yeah, I think you're going to see more and more of the vaccines coming forward for application for approval for younger people. And that's something that government, I'm sure, will monitor in terms of their own policy.
Paul, very positive scenes. Now, leaving aside the antisocial behaviour, right? But in general, very positive scenes and outdoor dining, pubs reopening at the beginning of the week. But there were some concerns expressed because there were pictures of people who were with punters being seated very closely together outside some establishments. Do you have any concerns about that, particularly given the worries about the Delta variant?
Yeah, I think, look, first of all, we should always be concerned about variants, and particularly the Delta variant, because of its transmission levels. I think overall the guidance that was given to people in terms of opening from this weekend, by and large, was really well supported, certainly from what I've seen around the place, and people still holding the public health measures, keeping social distance, but being able to enjoy the outdoors with a maybe a meal or a pint or something like that. And it was good to see, but I think it's always about reinforcing for us how, you know, volatile this can always be, particularly with a variant like the Delta variant, and transmission levels can turn very quickly. As we've seen in Limerick, you just referenced there at your intro as well, and as you've seen previously, not related to the variant, but how it can turn very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's always about being on our guard. But I think overall great credit is due to business and enterprise for what they've done and their opening.
Yeah, you mentioned Limerick. Obviously, there's been a quite dramatic increase of outbreaks in workplaces in Limerick and across the Midwest area. Have you pinned down why and what caused this or how it got out of hand?
Yeah, I think what you're saying, which has happened, you know, it's not just specific to Limerick. We do have high caseloads and different parts of the country, in Dublin, Donegal, Limerick and Offaly. And it can change over a two-week period. You can have other counties emerge and others drop off. So it's kind of, it's a general warning all around the place. What we can see from what's happened in Limerick are increasing indoor mixing. So whether that's dinners, lunches, extended lunches, extended dinners, end of school kind of parties, college, end of college parties, workplaces, maybe people dropping their guard, particularly in workplaces at break times, not using masks. You know, some might be being very compliant in a retail unit, for example, and then dropping the guard in at break times or from work or to work. So that's kind of, you know, in some way no surprises, but that's the effect.
We mentioned variants there a little earlier on, and there's big worries in the UK about the rise of the Delta variant there. And I was talking to somebody from Sky News recently, and they were whispering that there was a potential for a fourth wave there. Now, obviously, given our border with the North, is that a real worry or concern for you? Because if it rises dramatically there, and there is a UK-wide fourth wave, we're right next door. It has to spill over, doesn't it? It's almost impossible to keep it out.
Well, we do know the impact we had from the very B.1.1.7 variant, the impact it had on our caseloads, which became no longer the variant, just the dominant overall caseload. So, yes, it would be a concern, and it is a concern. To date, relatively, you know, smaller numbers for ourselves that we have identified over here from the Delta variant. Obviously, the measures in terms of quarantine and self-quarantine will be important in terms of UK travel. And that's some strengthening processes that have been put in place around you know, self-quarantine and the self-testing booking online portal that we have in place. But yeah, I think it is. I mean, we all wish we had a time where we just weren't hearing about variants and we could just, you know, make the progress we're making and continue. But it is a reminder, there will always be variants within country and across different countries.
Paul, very quickly, last question to you. The Taoiseach and indeed the Taoiseach have been very vocal about hoping, look, things are opening up, we're going in the right direction, but they're talking specifically about, say, back to work and offices, people going back to their offices in August. Now, obviously, we would all wish for that. It is a consummation devoutly to be wished, as they say. I have heard some dissenting voices from the medical establishment. I was talking to a professor of immunovirology yesterday morning, and he was not too happy about that. He thought that was a bridge too far and too soon.
Yeah, well, certainly if you look through June, July and August, our vaccination programme will continue at pace. And, you know, if you look even now, 3 million people, or certainly 3 million vaccines administered, over 2 million people had their first dose, and 26% of the population had double vaccinated now. So
you wouldn't have any reservations about getting people back into the offices by August, would you?
Well, I think the reality from us from a health service perspective, you know, the more we get back to what would people class as, you know, kind of society that we had in 2019, the better, if we can do it in a safe way, because, you know, it is a mental health issue for people as well, and people at work is important for our own mental health, mixing with some of their employees. But I think you're always going to see a hybrid for the next good few months of some element of people getting to work and a continued element of people working at home. And I think that will be the best mix from a health service perspective we would see for some time, yes.
Listen, on a human level, you don't have any skin in the game today because of the leaving, do you?
I don't know. Well past it now, there too, I have to say. Well past on, I can remember it well. But
they're all done and dusted and finished.
Well into their 30s now, they've said. So
are they still at home, by the way?
Interestingly, no. My son lives in Austin, Texas, and my daughter is in.
You must tell me the secret of that.
It's a nice place to be. That's all I say.
Listen, Paul. Thank you so much. We wish you all the very best with it. 16 minutes past 8 on News Talk. Good morning.